Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Kyle from Granite Falls is. Kyle, are you there?
Yep, I'm still here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kyle has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
What force keeps us on the ground and not floating in space?
Say it again, sorry.
What force keeps us on the ground and not floating in space?
Oh, gravity.
Correct.
Gravity.
Come On, Knock on My Door is the opening jingle for what TV show?
Pass.
In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of Harry's pet owl?
Hedwig.
Yes. Which fruit is known as the king of fruits and is notorious for its strong smell?
A fruit? Pass.
What is the main color of the iconic jacket worn in The Catcher in the Rye?
Black?
No.
Red?
Red, so, yes. What girl group had the hit song Survivor and Say My Name? Kyle, are you there?
Destiny Child?
Correct. What insect directly gives malaria to humans?
Mosquitoes.
Yes. The U.S. Navy's slogan is, it's not just a job, it's a what?
Adventure?
Yes.
Hey.
Kyle, I thought we lost you there for a second. Glad we didn't.
I thought so, too.
Whew, you got 6 correct.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Kyle, where are you heading this morning?
Into work at Climate Pledge.
Oh, right on.
Ooh. Well, that sounds fun. I mean, it's work. So
just probably started a week ago.
Hey, congrats on the new gig.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What force keeps us on the ground and not floating in space?
Gravity.
Yes. Come On, Knock on My Door is the opening jingle for what TV show?
Sitting and waiting for you. Hers and his, Three's Company.
Yes. In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of Harry's pet owl?
Who?
No.
Hooter?
No, I wish.
Dumbledore.
No. Which fruit is known as the king of fruits and is notorious for its strong smell?
Huh. Apples?
No.
Asparagus?
No.
Oh. Strawberries?
No. What is the main color of the iconic jacket worn in The Catcher in the Rye?
Red.
Yes. What girl group had the hit song Survivor and Say My Name?
Destiny's Child.
You know it. What insect directly gives malaria to humans?
Mosquitoes.
Correct. The U.S. Navy's slogan is, it's not just a job, it's a what?
Adventure.
Correct. Let's Make a Deal currently airs on what network?
CBS.
Yes. What is the real first name of Stevie Nicks?
Stephanie.
Yes.
Wow.
And with that, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win.
Let's
8-6. Sorry, Kyle.
It happens. It's all right.
Have fun at work.
You just got a new job at Climate Pledge.
No way.
Yeah.
I almost said the S word. I was like, no S. What's he doing there?
I don't know. We didn't get that far.
Because
he
wow.
came in, Steve.
Do you guys even really care about his new job?
No.
Wait, since he got a new job, it's at Climate Pledge. Nobody thought to say, what are you doing there?
Well, all of a sudden you walked in and we had to get to this game.
All right. Well, you could have still asked him. I would have waited.
Maybe he'll text us.
Okay, that's fair.
Maybe he'll call back.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
What if his job was playing for the Seattle Kraken and it was just like his way around it? Like he didn't want to admit to it, but he's like, oh, I got a new job. I work for Climate Pledge. And it's really, he's like a new defenseman for the Seattle Kraken.
I'm sure
and he uses Kyle from Granite Falls as an alias.
Yes.
Ooh.
I like that.
Well, now I regret not asking. Cool. Thanks, Steve. The Harry's pet owl is named Hedwig.
Okay.
And the fruit that is known as King of Fruits and notorious for its strong smell.
Durian?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Durian.
What is durian?
It's like, so I don't know where it grows, but it's really smelly, like stinky smelly.
It's like banned on airplanes because it's so bad smelling, I guess. Yes. I've never had it or smelt it, and I don't really want to.
And why is it the King of Fruits? I mean, I would feel like if you're the King of Fruits, we should all know what it is.
I don't know. That's personally a great question.
Ugh.
I'm shocked that Apple hasn't stepped up to it. And I said, look, I'm the King of Fruits.
Also, I love that it's a strong smell and you say apple and strawberry. I'm like, what?
Well, give me a strong smelling fruit that's not durian that you encounter.
I think oranges have a strong smell.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Name one.
Lemons, limes, I don't know.
All right, now you don't need to rub it in.
Okay,
well, we get it. You know fruits.
You won, so congrats.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we have this new feature on the Odyssey app where you can very easily leave us a voice message. And we have been getting messages on there. Some are rather interesting. So please go on an adventure with us as we slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent? Or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby! It's time to slide into our VMs. On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. You can say hi. You can comment on something we've been chatting about on the show. Or if you just want to vent about anything going on in your life, please have at it. I think it will limit you to 1 minute, though, so you got to keep it brief.
Unless you're drunk Sarah, then it limits you to 30 seconds that we learned.
I swear it wasn't my fault, okay?
I don't know. I think you were pushing that phone a little too close to your face.
Probably.
And sometimes, I think I do love when people call just to complain about the dumbest stuff.
Yes.
Because it's just, you don't expect it. And when we hear some of these voice messages, I'm like, I can't wait for us to talk about this on the radio. Mm-hmm. And that's the first voice message. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Let's go.
Hi, Daily Mix Show. How do you feel about those inflatable Christmas decorations?
Now, I'm guessing she's not a fan.
Okay.
But you like them.
I love them. I think they're great.
I'll be honest. At first, I thought they were kind of silly, but now being a parent and being lazy and I don't want to put Christmas lights everywhere, I do like being able to just kind of like throw them on the lawn and just watch them grow.
I love it.
The inflatables, that is.
Because I hate them.
Yep.
I just got new neighbors a few months ago. They've got about 10 of them in their yard, and all night long, I hear the air compressor blowing them up. All night long.
What was that sound again? I don't know if that's the inflatable or their neighbors are doing something else.
All night long. They're not even that cool. They're barely festive. Get something cooler. Like, where's the light show with the music? I'd much rather listen to Jingle Bells over and over again than the humming of whatever's blowing those things up.
And if you missed it, this is what those things sound like.
Somebody come save me. Get rid of those stupid things.
I love them. I don't have any personally, but I get fired up when I see them.
But you don't have any?
I don't have any in my house, but there is.
What parent doesn't want an inflatable?
He has not requested
what
one yet.
What kind of parent are you? Have you not taken them to Home Depot or Lowe's?
We do have lights on the house, and we've got a Santa display with some reindeer and a sleigh out on our front little fence area. But our neighbor has like 20 inflatables.
20?
Probably at least that, honestly.
That's
sounds just like that.
20?
Yes. They've got Minions. They've got Paw Patrol. They've got Santa, the Grinch. Like, it's crazy.
All right. My question then for you with your neighbors, do they let them deflate? Because I'm that's the thing I'm torn about with these things, because they do look like butt when they're not. I mean, it just looks like a sad wasteland of, like, dead inflatables when, like, in our neighborhood when in the middle of the day, because I don't want to waste energy, at least that much. I'm wasting enough as it is. But like, I usually wait until like 4 o'clock to turn our inflatables on. We have 2 inflatables.
So do you have like a light that shines on them though? Or like, do you have enough light to be able to see them after hours?
There's a light inside of them.
Oh, there's a light inside of them? See, I've only the ones near my house.
At least I think. Otherwise, my eyes are playing tricks on me because they light up when at night. I don't know.
Yeah. I see these ones inflated all hours of the day.
Because, yeah, we have Grinch. And we have Max from Grinch, of course. And then Halloween, Danny, we don't go cheap on Halloween. In honor of you, we have Chase that's dressed up as like a ghost or something like that from Paw Patrol. And then I would say it's Marshall, but it's like a Walmart Marshall. It's not really Marshall, but it's just a Dalmatian in a fireman's outfit.
It's Wish Marshall.
It's $15.99 as opposed to paying $60. So, you know, I mean, you gotta. Tatum seemed very excited. She calls it Marshall, and that's all that freaking matters.
Oh, yeah. I need to get on this, though. We've got plenty of yard. I could have an entire display.
I do think, though, they are the lazy version of Christmas decorations. Like, this voicemail, like, a light show is so much more effort, and to me, it's so much more beautiful.
And expensive.
Do you know anyone that has a light show to music? Because I don't. You need, like, a sound engineer to build it for you.
We have homes in our neighborhood, not in our like specific neighborhood, but within like a couple of minutes of a drive where like things are coordinated or, you know, synchronized to music.
And but that's way cooler than the inflatables.
You're not wrong. I think, though, they're not the laziest.
What's the laziest?
The one that just like projects like candy canes on a garage.
Hey, the candy canes are moving, right?
Yeah, they're going in a circle.
Yeah, we have that.
Or the laser ones. Have you ever seen the laser projections where it looks like there's like little points of light all over your house?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. Something like that. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, we have that.
So you have one of those, but you're going to throw shade at the inflatable community?
Listen, I would not have one of those. My father insists we have one of those, and because he's too lazy to get the inflatables and too lazy to put lights up, so he tries every year, but we have a bright light shining on our entire house, so you don't see the cute little snowflakes on the driveway.
Okay, so why are you complaining if you could get up on the roof and put them up there yourself?
Yeah.
No one trusts me on any roof, okay?
You know which ones I do like also? I don't know what the hell they are. The ones that like have a projection screen inside the house where they turn like a window into like a scene from Frosty the Snowman. Those are freaking awesome, I tell you.
I love all the decorations.
The Daily Migs Show.
Kim Kardashian was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live. By the way, I watched the video. She doesn't even look the same anymore.
I don't even. I'm a fan. I ain't gonna lie. Danny, have you seen the video of Kim Kardashian on Jimmy Kimmel?
Nope.
It's like the whole time you're looking at her, I'm like, this girl is like, I know, insert whatever comments you want to make about plastic surgery or makeup or whatever. Stunning. The whole time I'm just like, this girl is just freaking amazingly gorgeous.
She is beautiful. And that's why I know, like, I'm not ugly. I'm just poor. You know?
You just don't have the right makeup.
I don't have the right.
With the right makeup, I could look like Kim Kardashian.
But she's starting to look like the makeup sister, the younger one. Which one's the makeup sister? Kylie?
Yeah, Kylie.
Yeah. Doesn't look anything like how she used to, in my opinion. But she was on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
It was weird, though. Every time he'd ask a question, she'd answer, and then he'd just look at her and go, "You're really hot." Wouldn't that be hilarious as a bit?
So Kim confirmed some of the weird rumors about her. Let's see exactly how strange she is, Steve.
Is it true you blow dry your jewelry before you put it on?
Very true.
Why do you do that?
Because I hate being freezing. And when you put on cold jewelry or like anything with a zipper, I need it warm.
Really?
And then to put it on. Yeah.
How much jewelry are you wearing that it changes the temperature of your body?
Or just like a mesh metal dress. Anything that's like a chainmail.
Yeah,
anything.
When I wear chainmail, I understand. Yeah. That makes
So, does she blow dry it, do you think? Or does she have like a helper?
She has a handler.
You think even at all times? Do you think she's so rich and so like just doesn't want to do a single thing in her life that she constantly has somebody by her side from the moment she wakes up to the moment she goes to bed?
Probably.
I couldn't do that.
No. I like my privacy.
And I like my cold jewelry.
You wash your feet every night before getting into bed?
I do.
Good.
Good.
Well, we learned that Jimmy's got a foot fetish.
He's like, can I wash your feet?
I sometimes forget to wash my feet in the shower.
What?
What do you mean forget?
Well, I just don't like pick my foot up with like a loofah. Do you do that every time?
Every time.
And scrub
every
your
time.
Bottom of your, and you got, Danny, do you?
I never once.
What?
Yeah, you know, why would I wash my feet?
I'm like once a week. I should probably wash my feet.
Oh, good.
Do you guys just think since the water's just running down, it'll hit your feet or whatever?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a guy thing.
That is No, because I have some girlfriends who told me this too. That is disgusting.
There's only two parts that I really focus on.
No.
The armpits and the groinal area. Yes. Everything else is just kind of like, let the water hit it.
And the butt. You got to get the butt too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Front and back of that area.
Yeah.
Front and back.
Front and back and the pits.
And the pits.
And always the bottom of your whole foot.
Yeah.
Your foot are so nasty.
That's where you have like the most sweat glands. Like that. And
who are you to tell
armpits?
Me that my feet are nasty?
Yeah, my feet literally sit in my shoes, which are very clean, and my socks that I wash every day.
I bet you anything I could call your girls right now and they would disagree. I am appalled, actually.
What?
I kind of want to text my wife, like, do you think my feet are nasty?
But I think you should ask her tonight.
You know what? You and me both.
We'll do it.
Please, yes.
Can you also please run by them if they do? If please tell them that you don't wash your feet.
I bet my wife wouldn't be surprised. She always she's like, did you even clean yourself? Because my shower is sometimes like 3 minutes.
I also contend that
I know she washes everything because she's in there for at least like 2 hours.
I also contend that Linda would already knows because we shower together and I've never seen her wash her feet either.
Every day?
Every day.
She's nasty too.
Wait, that's you guys funny. Shower together?
Yeah.
I think that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Is that to save money?
No.
You don't know this about
them.
Is it
the hard to reach areas?
They don't use the heat in their house.
In the winter, yeah, we don't use the heat.
Ever?
No. To save money on their electric bill.
Yeah.
I mean, it does get spendy in those cold months.
So that's why I'm like, well, maybe they take a shower together for like to save money on water.
No, I just like seeing naked people.
Well, I mean, yes, you and me both. All right, we got more from. I think it's so funny how disgusted both Taryn and Sarah are about you and me.
Concerned.
Yes.
I've never had an issue where my feet stink.
No.
I bet if I took my shoe and my sock off right now and put it right in your face, you'd be like, oh, it looks like
you. God, do not.
Who wants to look at my feet?
No one.
I'm good.
Fine.
You sleep with your eyes slightly open.
I do.
How is that possible? And how do you know?
There's footage because my sisters have taken videos.
Oh, they have.
Pictures.
I see. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
There are times where I feel like I've fallen asleep with my eyes open because I'm like, I don't even know what just happened in the last 40 minutes. And I know my eyes were open.
My baby sister, she sleeps with her eyes a little bit open and it's very creepy. Very creepy.
It almost sounds paranoid. Like,
yeah.
I can't close my eyes and see anything.
You have someone take the Starbucks sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
And yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling. Okay. Whoever I'm with, I just can't see it being done or I can't hear it and I can't feel it. Like the cardboard getting moved off of the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when the Amazon delivery driver comes, do you like run upstairs? This fear of cardboard that you have?
She had a look on her face like, no, Jimmy, that's stupid. It's just with the cardboard sleeves on coffee cups.
I do have an issue with the sound of styrofoam being pulled out of cardboard.
Really?
That like, that makes me almost nauseous.
Is that nails on the chalkboard for you?
Absolutely.
It also goes back. It goes back to what I was wondering. She has someone by her side to take care of that.
Oh, sure.
Which I think is.
I don't have anyone to.
I feel like Kim Kardashian's assistant could write a book, and I would actually read that one.
That's a good idea in general. Celebrity assistants need
to. Yeah, but I feel like they sign like those non-disclosure agreements probably. Mm. So what's nails on the chalkboard for? So that's nails on the chalkboard for you.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Sarah?
When people chew.
At all?
If
are you supposed to just swallow everything?
If it's really loud at all. Woo-hoo! Yes. And Danny is. Oh, yeah. And Danny just likes to go behind me and chew like the crunchiest of things because he knows how much I hate it.
Yeah. You sneak up behind her?
Oh, yeah. There's many times where she was working on the computer or something and I just walk behind and just eat some chips with an open mouth.
Let me know next time you want to do it and I'll secretly film her.
Okay.
I want to see what kind of reaction we get.
Well, we also do have popcorn that you've been eating every morning and I've been wondering if it's been bothering Sarah.
Do you notice how I just kind of leave the room sometimes?
No.
Daily Migs Show.
Seeing Phish perform at the Sphere in Las Vegas was life-changing for Drew Carey.
I saw his tweets about this or his ex posts about this, and I could not stop smiling because are you a Phish fan?
I've never seen fish. I would not say I'm a fish fan. No, I know like one fish song, maybe two.
I'm not an obsessive fish fan, but I'm a fish fan. I mean, living in Plattsburgh, New York, they were a Burlington, Vermont band. So okay. Like there was a connection. They were like our hometown band, and some of the members sometimes would come over to Plattsburgh and perform like acoustic sets at our college bars. So there was a lot of love for fish. They had a big festival, one of the biggest festivals. I think it really kind of started a lot of the festivals. Some people will say the Clifford Ball, which happened at an abandoned Air Force base in Plattsburgh, New York. And like, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people, or tens of thousands. I'm not exactly sure how many, but it was overwhelming how many people showed up to this festival. And it was one of the best times of my collegiate life.
Well, Drew Carey, 65 years old, went to one of the four sold out concerts at the Sphere. And his post on X with video from the show said, and I quote.
No, it was a video post, too. So to kind of put it in perspective, here's a little bit of what he posted video wise. And to kind of put you in the mood, he's like shooting it sideways, then it's upside down. I don't think Drew was sober. I don't think he was drunk. He was having the time of his life, and he was tripping balls watching fish.
His quote to go along with said video said this: "Fish at the Sphere. I swear I just talked to God. I would give you all my money, stick my D in a blender, and swear off felines for the rest of my life in exchange for this. Bro, I met God tonight for real. I feel like I just got saved by Jesus. No lie." End quote.
And then like a bunch of people are tweeting at him like, "We're here too. This show's melting my face."
I think it was the LSD who was melting their face. Drew then continued to review the show on X. He compared the act of watching Fish's live show to what it must feel like to experience sex with female genitalia.
Yeah, we can't say exactly what he said. You'll have to find it on Twitter or on X, but basically saying, "I now know what it feels like to be in a happy state if I had a certain body part that females have."
Yeah.
So who... Steve's feeling it.
Makes me win. I'm kind of bummed I missed out on the fish show.
I mean, I was sent several Snapchats from my husband.
Your husband was there.
He was there. And also, he refers to our friend Joe Grube, who we have on the phone here, as his fish Sherpa, because Joe Grube took... Joe, you took Brad to his first fish show, I think, last year, and then took him down with you for four nights of fish at the Sphere.
That's right. In fact, I took him to his first show, and he said, "I have to come back tomorrow," last year. And
then
he was hooked.
I feel that, man. I totally know that. It's good to have you on the show, Joe, a.k.a. the mayor.
Everyone.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. I've recovered.
Are you willing to put your body parts in a blender to go see fish again like Drew Carey?
I mean, it was pretty amazing, but I'm a pretty timid person. I don't think I'd go that far. But I would say it was one of the most fantastic experiences I've had at a concert. Probably the most in my life. It was insane.
Would you
and
say
we went for four nights?
You went for all four nights?
Yeah, it was great.
Would you say that the Sphere is the perfect spot to see a band like Fish?
I would say it's a perfect spot to see a band like Fish. Or frankly, any band. Even if you were blind, it would be an amazing venue. The sound is so particular. You can hear the tiny little piano notes and guitar strum. I mean, it's insane. You feel like you are inside the soundboard's headphones. So it is great.
So out of the four nights, did you have a night that was the best for you?
I'd probably say the last night. The last night was the best. You know, never. You and I have a joke here, but you never miss a Sunday show.
That's the fish mantra. Never miss a Sunday show. But the Ted Smith from the men's room and I say, always skip the Sunday show.
Yeah, so it was great. It was, you know, by that point, my old body was a little tired, but I made it through the encore, and it was just fabulous. So I made the walk there, and the walk back worked it.
Yeah, you walked there, you walked back, and then you're standing for what is probably, what, 4 or 5 hours?
They don't do short sets.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, and, you know, we were in GA, so yeah, we got there probably about 7, and we were there until about 12:30. So yeah, it was a long day, and there are no chairs in the Sphere. Unless you have a seat, yeah.
And you guys only had seats one night, right?
There are no chairs unless you have a seat, so there are seats there.
Well, that is kind of a lot, yes. But if you're standing in GA, there is nowhere to sit.
Gotcha.
If you're standing in GA, you're floating anyway at a fish show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're so close. I mean, it's 500 feet wide and 300 feet high, and it's just dropping on you the whole time. It's great.
So did you know that Drew Carey was there?
I did not, but I wouldn't be surprised because it felt like the whole world wanted to be there. These tickets were pretty hard to come by. And, there's a lot of people in Vegas all the time. They're pretty fancy.
Did you see any like well-known people there? Any like celebs or
just Brad Cash? That was the most famous person I saw there.
just Brad Cash and Jesus, because you guys are tripping.
Yeah, and apparently Jesus was right in the room, but I didn't quite see him, but I could feel him, I guess.
So you did feel like you met God that night, maybe, or all the
nights? It was pretty close, you know. It was just such a fantastic thing. And as everyone knows, you know, or people who know Fish know, that they never repeat a song, you know, never repeat a video, never repeat an image. So it was one four-day concert, if you think of it that way.
They're one of those bands, even what made me fall in love with them is seeing them live, because it's like, even if you don't like that type of music, just the musicianship and just the ability to just kind of like turn whatever direction one member wants to go and the rest of the band follows. I remember reading an interview with the band where they're like, yeah, the way they were able to get so good at jamming is that they used to get in a room, put blindfolds on, and just play. And that's how they would just feel each other. And that's how it sounds, very hippy-dippy, and they're a very hippy-dippy type band. But, man, seeing them live is an experience I think everybody should have at some point.
I'm a pusher. You know, I got Brad Cash in, so I'm gonna. I think you and I went to a Fish show, Migs. We did that years ago, but
yes, we did.
With the Ted Smith, we drug along.
Was that the Burton? That was the Burton Ernie.
That's when you brought Burton Ernie to Fish.
That's right. So, yeah,
well, thank you, Joe. Thank you for being on and telling us all about the wild times at Fish at this.
All right, have a great one. Enjoy the day, guys.
My favorite Fish experience though was in college for that Clifford Ball. Now, mind you, there was a lot of party favors being distributed, like nitrous balloons and mushrooms, and I got so messed up, I passed out. Right, so I'm out cold, like asleep, on the floor, on the grass, and I missed like one of their sets. And I finally come through, my buddies find me, I'm just laying there. I'm not the only person. It's not like I don't stand out. Like, I'm actually in a sea of passed out people, because it was like all day festival. And I come through, and I'm like, you guys won't believe, I had the craziest dream that I was at a Beatles concert, and it was I felt like I was there. And like, you idiot, they did a Beatles set, and you were just sleeping, listening to them doing like a bunch of Beatles songs. I'm like, oh, I wish I would have seen it. Like, clearly you still heard it.
I love that. You thought you were time traveling.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.